Today is Thursday, June 18th, 2009. This is Natalie McCormick interviewing Mrs. Dorothy Pryor at number 320 Reed's Landing in Springfield, Massachusetts. Lee Hines is assisting with the further assistance of Thomas Gessing. Mrs. Pryor, would you just start by saying your full name and your date of birth and place of birth?
Well, I'm Dorothy Jordan Pryor. I am 85 years old. I was born 85 years ago in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and my parents brought me here to Springfield when I was just 5 months old. So Springfield really is my lifelong home.
And where did you grow up in Springfield?
I grew up mostly on Walnut Street, which was in the just outside the hill, in the hill area, two blocks, ironically, from the Springfield Armory. But when I grew up on Walnut Street, there was a fire station across the street, and I used to run, not walk, down High Street Hill to get to Classical Junior and Classical Senior, where I went to school, and I loved to enter the library. I went down to the main library, and I was always so glad when I got out of the children's division and we could go upstairs and get to the big folks' books.
Well, I guess you've started on my next question, which is to talk a little bit about growing up in Springfield, and if you would talk about your education. And you graduated from high school in 1941,
yes.
Summa cum laude.
Yeah.
And so I'd like you to talk about that.
Well, school was wonderful because, for one thing, my mama and my father had difficulty getting an education. I don't know how far along my dad went, but my mother was just about to be able to go to secondary school when her aunt, my great aunt Jane, who interestingly enough, still had kind of a slave mentality. She and her husband, Uncle Richard, had been given their freedom as a wedding present. And
what year was that?
I don't really know what year that was, but this would have been when my mother was 12 or 13 years old. Mother was 40 years older than I was. My mother, I wasn't supposed to come along, but she did. But I did anyway. She snatched my mother out of school, and my mother never got over that because she loved school. She was going to a very good parochial school in Baltimore, and Jane decided that she had had enough education, so she snatched my mother out of school and put her to work in a laundry.
Why do you think she thought she'd had enough education?
Because of her own experiences, I suppose. I think I may have met my great aunt once, I'm not sure, but I would have been too young really to remember it. But, you know, she had the slave mentality. She was so grateful to be free, she didn't think that higher education, had anything to do with what you did as a black person. You know, sometimes we do more to ourselves by making wrong assumptions. My mother never limited my dreams. She didn't have her dreams, so she let me do what I wanted to do. And when people would say, well, why are you letting her do all this reading and running up? I said, because I didn't raise her to wash bus suds in somebody's kitchen. Hmm. So I was the product of, among other things, the recipient of my mother's dreams that had been dashed. And so I was able to fulfill hers. I was blessed, really blessed.